This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Walaikum salam.
Sometimes you come to the masjid and the imam has already started the prayer, at Fajr especially, and you joined in the prayer. So what do you do with Sunnah al-Fajr if you have not prayed it?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulullah. I think it's important to mention first that some people, they will pray the Sunnah while the imam praying.
I noticed that, yes.
Some people go because they believe it is wajib or must be done. Mm-hmm. But that's wrong, what they're doing. Because the Nabi Sallallahu said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتْ الصَّلَاةَ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةَ. When the iqamah is called, the only salah you're allowed to pray is the obligatory prayer.
With the imam.
With the imam.
Yes.
To the extent some of the ulama said, if you're praying the sunnah and the iqamah called, the salah that you're praying will be basically invalid. Mm-hmm. And you have to leave it. And some said, no, you finish it very quickly and you join the obligatory prayer because you started before the iqamah.
Yeah.
But after the iqamah, no, you should not do that. That's number one.
So you shouldn't establish a prayer,
yeah,
and a voluntary prayer while the imam is praying the obligatory prayer.
Yes.
Yes.
So what if I miss Sunnat al-Fajr? Sunnat al-Fajr is a highly, highly recommended prayer. Mm-hmm. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never miss Sunnat al-Fajr in when he's resident or when he's traveling. Mm-hmm. Yani when he travels, he will not pray Sunnat al-Dhuhr, Sunnat al-Maghrib, Sunnat al-Isha, but he will not miss Sunnat al-Fajr. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Raka'atay al-Fajr khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two raka'ah of al-Fajr, which it means before Salah here, the Sunnat al-Fajr, mm-hmm, better than anything on the face of this earth. Gaining these two raka'ah, yes, is more important than gaining anything in this world. And that's great deal for the Muslim. So if the person comes and miss that time, what he or she should do? In this case, al-ulama rahimahullah, some of them said you are allowed to pray to right after salah. Because the hadith reported Sunan Abi Dawood that Qais ibn Umar, the Nabi saw him praying two raka'ah after Fajr. So Nabi said, what do these two raka'ah for? He said, this is the Sunnah al-Fajr that I miss. So Nabi remained silent. Mm-hmm. So ulama rahimahullah said the Prophet kind of approved what he did.
Yeah.
There is a debate over the authenticity of this hadith. Okay? Because also we have in the other hand a very authentic hadith that Nabi said, Sahih Muslim and others, when you pray Fajr, don't pray until the sunrise. Mm-hmm. And that's general. When you pray Asr, don't pray until the sun comes down. Mm-hmm. And you pray Fajr, amsik hatta tatlu' ash-shams, until the sun comes up. And At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah reported from Hadith Abu Hurairah, I think, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you miss rak'ata al-Fajr, pray them after the sunrise.
So that's a nas, that's a text.
That's text, but also there is debate over this particular narrations. But Ibn Umar radiallahu an used to pray Sunnat al-Fajr when he missed it with Salat al-Duha.
Okay.
So
with Salat al-Duha means
after the sunrise.
Combining the intention?
Yes, combining the intention or praying two raka'ah extra. He may pray al-Duha four raka'ah.
Okay.
Two of them will be Sunnat al-Fajr that he missed. So in my opinion, if the Imam pray Fajr at the beginning of the time, and there is still a great deal of time between finishing Salat al-Fajr and the sunrise, you should start, you're allowed to pray Sunnat al-Fajr right away.
In fear that if you leave the masjid, you may forget to pray it or get lazy,
yes,
and not pray it.
Because it became severely, it became haram, mm-hmm, right when the sun is about to come up. But sometimes during the year, the time between Fajr and sunrise is very short. Mm-hmm. Like 30 minutes and the sun will come up. In this case, you should not pray Sunnat al-Fajr. You should wait until the sunrise and pray it before Dhuhr.
Because that's one of the times that are forbidden,
yes,
to pray,
absolutely,
a voluntary prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with this being said, You can pray it any time later on in the day. But what if I forgot? I remember it after Dhuhr. Nabi Sallam allowed us when you miss the Salah and you forget about it, to pray it when you remember it. So even after Dhuhr, you still can pray that Sunnat al-Fajr. Mm-hmm. But you cannot intentionally delay it until Dhuhr mm-hmm. or after Dhuhr. I hope that explained.
Jazakallah khair. Yes, very well.
Allah.
Yeah, barakallah khair.